¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. This is the show where we focus on cash flow, creating legacy wealth for you and your family. We all want you to hit that freedom number, your financial freedom number. And the vehicle that we use to do that is real estate investing. Buy and hold real estate. That is what I love to buy. And today we're going to talk about interest rates, and we're also going to talk about home prices, home sales. There's been a number of movements lately in the marketplace, and I think it's really important for us to stay on top of those things here on the podcast. So you're fully aware, you can sound smart at cocktail parties. When someone says, hey, I hear they're raising interest rates again, you can say, yes, they are, and here's why it matters for real estate investors. So yes, this is the third time recently that Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve have raised interest rates. And the whole purpose of raising interest rates is because the economy is looking better. And it's growing, and we've seen a number of jobs added to the economy. We've seen manufacturing adding about 28,000 jobs. We've seen a lot of people who weren't looking for work have now started looking for work and actually finding jobs, which is good news. We're seeing a lot of construction jobs doing really well. We saw Toll Brothers, home builders had a record quarter and recently, which is great news in the home building sector as well. But these interest rates, and then what are the overall housing sales looking like? It's kind of interesting why we're seeing this boom, but yet we're seeing some pullback and some oddities in the marketplace. So bottom line on these interest rates, so we've seen it jump up again, and we had recently moved to a new house where our interest rate was about 3.5% for a 30-year mortgage. I think we actually got a 15-year mortgage on the property. And in 1 year's time, the mortgage rates were already at like 4.5%. And now they're going up once again, a third time. The bottom line on this, and the reason it's so important to focus on mortgage rates, is because they have a direct influence on real estate prices, direct, in a number of different ways. There's like three different ways in which they affect real estate prices. So if you're a prospective homeowner or you're a real estate investor, an easy way to research this is just to use a mortgage calculator, to use one of those mortgage calculators online to kind of play around with these numbers. You can find those, at a number of different places. You can go to Zillow. They have them all over the place. I forget the one that my wife uses, but you can just do a little Google search for mortgage calculators. You can play around with them right on the website and see how this would affect your purchases. Now, if you are buying with a conventional mortgage when you're buying real estate, then this is going to directly affect you. And one of the ways it's going to affect you is in the discount rate. The discount rate is really evident when you're looking at your ROI or your capitalization rates. So the capitalization rate can be viewed as an investor's required dividend rate, or basically your return, right? It's usually, what are you making? What is your growth? What is your income from your tenants? And how then is that being affected by how much now I'm paying for this mortgage? When you pay more for the mortgage, then that means your capitalization rate, your ROI, is going to go down. And that's not good news for real estate investors, especially if you're using the bank's money and you need a mortgage note. Fortunately, I try to buy all of my properties with cash. And that's why when you look at these numbers, cash is king. Why? Well, it's interesting because banks, another way that this affects it is the capital flow, meaning that banks are sort of trading money back and forth all of the time. And when you have an interest rate increase, then that means that banks aren't flowing the money as freely as they used to. When those rates go up, they tend to restrict the amount of flow between banks. And therefore, it makes it difficult. The bottom line is they're just not lending as much money. They're not lending out as much money. And that's where, as a real estate investor, if you've got cash on hand, then you're able to swoop in and make purchases. For instance, we had, personally at Morris Invest, we stopped even really working with individuals that needed financing because it just didn't make much sense for us. Let me just give you an example. Most of our properties close within like 5-10 days. We can close very, very fast. And almost all of our investors were using cash. We analyzed the data. I think like 99.9% of our investors were using cash. And then we would look on our whiteboard and I said, why is 123 Main Street not closed? It's a great property. Why is it still sitting there and not closed and be like 2 months, 3 months? It's because the investor was trying to work with a conventional loan and trying to get financing and the bank was just going back and forth and back and forth. It wants to pull your hair out working with these conventional banks to get financing. It's ridiculous. So what does that mean? Well, while this guy is going back and forth for 3 months, somebody with cash is able to swoop right in and grab deals. So when this interest rates go up and capital is not flowing as easily between the banks, there's less money for you to grab, cash ends up being king, and those investors with cash end up doing better. I'm just giving you the broad strokes here and why this is so important for investors to understand that interest rates have a direct correlation in your ability to buy properties. And it also affects the fundamentals. When you have interest rates, you know, understand how government influence interest rates, capital flows, financing rates, they affect property values. So when real estate values are influenced by the supply and demand for properties in a location, right, and the replacement costs for having to replace that property if something were to happen, well, the income approach by providing of appraisers of commercial properties and underwriters and investors of real estate backed investments is very similar to the discounted cash flow analysis conducted on those bond markets and the equity investment markets. And basically, property income and lease payments and all those other things, and the hotels and hotel occupancy and the costs per room, you take all of those things into account, and then it affects your overall net operating income of those typical investments, and the interest rate is affecting all of those things. I mean, it's affecting a person's ability to go stay at a hotel. It's the ability to pay for leases. I mean, all of those things are affected by that rising interest rate. So I'm telling you, capital flow between banks, the discount rate, which really influences the capitalization rate or the ROI, and of course the basic valuation fundamentals. You know, how much am I paying for everything when I look at it as one sort of big stew, if you will? Everything is affected by these mortgage rate increases. And it's so important. It's not just about the mortgage. It's about all of the fundamentals associated with the rising interest rate. So again, bottom line, it is important to focus on mortgage rates because they have a direct influence on real estate prices. You're going to see these prices go up, and you're going to see it going to be harder for individuals to buy properties. Now, what does that mean for us as investors? Well, I gave you the broad strokes about getting money and the ability to buy properties using cash, right? That's, of course, one direct way that it has an impact. But the other direct way that it has an impact, or the indirect way, is that that means there are fewer people, those sort of first-time home buyers who are trying to get that same home that you're trying to buy as an investor. It's going to be more difficult for that person to be able to buy that property as a, you know, as a husband and wife, et cetera, who are trying to buy their first-time home. And you as an investor might want to buy that 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and you're up against that individual who's trying to get it. Now mortgage rates just go up, and they frankly can't afford the property. Given the mortgage rate increase, they're not making enough at their job, et cetera. It's just not going to work out for them. That means that the investor is going to win. The investor is going to be able to buy that property rather than Bobby and Sally, first-time home buyer. Today's podcast is brought to you by VTech. Hey, are you a small business and you're looking for a phone solution? We run kind of a small business and I'm looking for a phone solution. How about a four-line small business phone system? With the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system. It has all the qualities, features that have previously only really been available for companies with bigger budgets. That's where VTech comes in. The new system is the most affordable. It's easy to install. It's a four-line phone system, and it's the best on the market. It basically has a main console. And what's really cool about it is that you can expand it to cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, so you're not being tied to a cord. We're all cordless these days, right? You have speaker phones that they build in, and it will allow the system to grow alongside any business, up to 10 extensions, which is amazing. So you could start out with maybe you only have 3 employees in the office. What if you add a fourth or a fifth or a sixth? You can go up to 10 extensions. And expanding the system is a complete breeze. If you want to add an extra desk set, it's not a problem. Just with the touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience, you don't have to be a tech nerd to figure this out, can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because you're registered wireless, the expandable components can be located anywhere. There's a power source. That's great. Plug right in, works on the main hub. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops or Cat6 cable drops in your house or in your small office. No need to worry about that at all. So there's an auto attendant for each line. It has a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, and you have full speaker phones. You have even music, hold music, you know, like elevator music. You've got the hold music, so you sound professional. And it also works if there's a power failure. So fantastic. Check them out. VTech. It's the four-line small business phone system. And you can check them out at stores, at Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, as well as online if you visit vtechphones.com. Thanks for your support of the podcast. Now, I'm not, you know, and I'm not here to moralize what's better, because I believe we've gotten into trouble over the past 20 years in America by people buying properties they shouldn't have been buying. So I'm telling you, if your ability to buy a property is going to be changed by this interest rate change, which it does, and millions of people will be affected by this, I frankly don't think you should be buying that first-time house anyway. I think you've got to reduce more debt, pay off some of those credit cards, get yourself in a better financial footing before you worry about buying a house. So a little bit of an interest rate increase is going to affect people. And I mean, I'm always surprised by that. You know, this interest rate hits, I'm going to be hurt by that. I can't buy this house now. It's going to price people out of the market. First-time home buyers, a benchmark for how well the U.S. economy is doing, accounted for just 32% of all the purchases in December of this year, of 2016. That was unchanged from November. But listen to this. That means that that they went down. It's a healthy number, but first-time homebuyers also accounted for 32% of all existing home sales in 2016. So first-time homebuyers are continuing to be squeezed out of the housing market by investors. I mean, look at this number. I'm going to give you this number now. All cash sales accounted for 21% of all transactions in December for real estate. That's unchanged from November. And it's down a little bit actually from a year ago. But it's amazing that the number goes up from November to December. And 59% of investors paid in cash in December 2016 instead of using credit. 59% of investors paid in cash in December instead of using mortgages. So again, first-time home buyers being squeezed out as investors are able to move in with cash and make these purchases. So these US existing home sales have been falling further than expected. Again, I don't want to seem like I'm dancing when it's difficult for people to get homes. But I'm just trying – this podcast is all about investors, right? And I'm trying to help you understand that when we see these numbers in the economy, we see what the Federal Reserve is doing. We have to look for the silver linings. I'm not going to stop investing, but I have to find the best way to invest. And the best way to invest for me is to, you know, be able to do it with – if I'm able to jump on deals quickly with cash – If I'm also then able to find those properties that maybe before were a little bit more competition for them because you had first-time home buyers purchasing these homes and I'm going up against Joe and Susie home buyer when I'm buying this rental property, well, now that's going to open up a little bit more and Joe and Susie home buyer aren't going to be able to purchase as many of those, which means I can maybe make more purchases. And that's what Harry Dent was talking about last year on the podcast. He was saying, we're about to see the greatest sale of a lifetime because those with cash, cash continues to be king. You see, I'm just as this example that I'm saying here in this podcast, you can see a couple of examples of why cash is king, right? I'm able to swoop in and make these purchases because mortgages are tightening up and they're not giving out as many mortgages. Banks aren't lending. So cash is king there. And cash is also king because Joe and Susie homebuyer are having a more difficult time getting that mortgage because the rates went up and because they just don't have the income to match that. They've got debt that they need, they've taken on. And therefore, they're being priced out. What does that mean? That means if I've got cash, I can slide in and grab those deals if they're not able to buy them. And again, I'm not dancing, you know, in the streets in front of Joe and Susie homebuyer. It's just a fact. They can't buy it. Well, why shouldn't I buy it? And cash allows you to do that. You know, remember, cash comes in many forms, right? Your 401k that you could leverage, your self-directed IRA that you have on hand, doing a 1031 exchange, your self-directed 401k, a life insurance policy that you're able to leverage and buy properties with. So that is still cash to me. It's just your ability to close quickly. That's what cash is. So there you go. That's some latest news, especially with these rising interest rates this this past week from the Federal Reserve and also the latest U.S. existing home sales report where these sales have fallen further than expected. So that just means that there are just fewer units available out there and mortgage rates are climbing and therefore you're not seeing as many people buying homes. And that means that's a good news for investors if you know how to do it properly. I hope you found this helpful. And if you want tons of other great info and you want to book a call with our team over at Morris Invest, we'd love to talk about your finances. We'll do it for free, just 30 minutes. We'll do a consultation. Jump on the phone with us if you're interested in buying your first rental property and you've got cash lined up to do that or you've got a 401k lined up to do that. We'll help you through that process and we'll spend 30 minutes trying to find out, you know, how many properties you'd like to acquire, what your overall goals are over the next 3 to 5 years when we're looking at your financial freedom number, and we'll try to map out a plan to help you get there. That is our goal. So visit us, morrisinvest.com. That's my last name, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. And we look forward to helping you. We publish shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we will be back here again with another episode. And you don't want to miss on Thursday. I'm joined by Matthew Aitchison. And this guy is a rock star. We're going to talk about how to create a millionaire mindset. He's been through the ringer. And he has that millionaire mindset, and he's going to teach us all how to do it. This guy is a rock star. Don't miss that. That is Thursday's episode. Thanks, everyone. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. We'll see you next time.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.